what we're going to do, we're going to go to first, 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. The 7th chapter, Chronicles 7. Now, if you're not sure where that is, it's after the kings, before Ezra. It's in between there somewhere. If you still can't figure that out, Old Testament, go to the beginning of your index. It's all right to do that. Go to the beginning of your index and find out if you're on your phone. It's even quicker. But if you're turning pages, go to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and we will start at the first 3 verses. Amen? If you're there, say amen. Amen. It says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled this house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house or the Lord's temple. And it says, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire had consumed or came down, the glory of the Lord upon this house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement. And what did they do? It said they worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. May our hearts burn with the word of God. You may be seated. For he is good and his mercy. Amen. Today, for a couple of minutes, I would like to talk to the church, and not only to the church, but to the individual lives that are here. I feel first I have to talk to individual lives before I can talk about the collective body. But this stands for both. I would like to talk about having a contagious worship experience. Having a contagious worship experience.
This has been a God-focused moment.